Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 23 minutes to 9, it's back to Darren.
Mary, good morning, and a very big story to begin with. Speculation growing that Dublin's Brian Fenton is about to call time on his inter-county career. Brian's only 31 years of age and is one of the best players to have ever played the game. And I think his track record really speaks for itself. 7 All-Ireland medals, 2 Footballer of the Year awards, 6 All-Stars. Our Gaelic Games correspondent Marty Morrissey joins me now. Lots of speculation, Marty. What more can you tell us this morning?
Well, I can confirm, Darren, I just spoke to an official from the Dublin County Board, Dublin GEA, and yes, Brian Fenton is set to announce his retirement officially later this morning or early this afternoon. And as you said, it brings down a curtain on a remarkable career, a man who never played for the Dublin Minors but emerged up through the under 21 ranks, as you said, Football of the Year twice in 2018, 2020, made his debut against Monaghan in a league game in 2015. 6 years, imagine, unbeaten in the championship from 2015 to 2021, and never lost a single game in Leinster. Won 10 Leinster medals in a row and 4 National Football Leagues as well. It is definitely a surprise. There were rumours and speculation that several players might be taking a break, maybe one or two retiring, but nobody really anticipated that Brian Fenton would announce his retirement. It is a blow to Desi Farrell because he was the anchor at midfield. We've already had James McCarthy retiring in recent times. So certainly the spotlight will be on more Dublin players that may well decide to take a break or retire. But right now, it's a big announcement. Brian Fenton, twice Football of the Year. And we can confirm on Morning Ireland that that announcement will happen later this morning or early this afternoon.
Marty Morrissey, thank you for that. And what a loss he is to Dublin football. And not only a great fella on the pitch in terms of achievements, but a really good guy off it as well. We wish him all the best with that decision. In the soccer, Northern Ireland have won promotion to the Nations League B division following a 2-2 draw away to Luxembourg. They made hard work of it, the North. They actually led 2-0, but the home side battled back. But that result confirms their top spot in that League C in their group. The North will be looking forward to possibly in with the Republic the same pool next year, the same group, if the Republic can manage to stay in League B when those playoffs take place in the spring. Another team looking forward to those playoffs is Scotland. They hit an injury time winner. They beat Poland away 2-1, so they remain in the hunt to stay in League A. They'll face a relegation playoff again next spring. Tiernan Lynch is to become the new manager of Derry City. He led Larne to back-to-back Irish Premiership titles and into the group stages of the European Conference League this season. And finally, the PGA Tour has decided to reduce the number of players competing in their events. The number of fully exempt players will change from 125 to 100, and they hope that these changes will improve and reduce the number of times of players' rounds. The changes will come into effect in 2026, and 10 players will still earn their full cards from the DP World Money list. Tom McKibben earned his PGA Tour card at the weekend, tying 11th on the DP World Tour finale.